It's Friday, October 7th, 2022, and welcome to episode 23 of the Alameda Postcast, an audio service of the Alameda Post. I'm your host, Scott Peeler. In this edition of the Postcast, controversy at City Council over the Grand Street Bike Lanes plan. The Alameda Police Department has a busy weekend. The League of Women Voters weighs in on Measures E and F, comedy from a different perspective, and Alameda's inaugural Pride celebration is upon us. These stories and more on this episode of the Alameda Postcast. Our top story, the quest to make Grand Street safer for cyclists took an odd turn at Wednesday's City Council meeting. In June, the council voted 3-2 to proceed with a Grand Street resurfacing and safety improvement project with some amendments to address specific concerns. During Wednesday's meeting, the plan was presented for final approval with city staff recommending physically separated bike lanes from Otis to Encinal. While this configuration received widespread public support, there were concerns about reduced vision for residents leaving their driveways and limited space for delivery drivers. There were also objections to the impact on parking, especially for drivers with disabilities. It should be noted that the city's consultant for issues arising from the Americans with Disabilities Act did approve of the plan. Mayor Marilyn Ezzie Ashcraft expressed concerns with the zigzag configuration, arguing it was hazardous. She said that this concern raised in the June meeting had not been addressed to her satisfaction. Councilmember Trish Herrera-Spencer said she didn't believe the design met ADA standards, given the distance from homes to designated parking spaces. She also expressed concerns over potential gridlock due to commercial drivers lacking room to pull over. Councilmember Tony Desog argued in favor of a design like the one on Otis Drive, where there are painted bike lanes with buffers. Staff responded that Grand Street is not wide enough to accommodate the same design. The vote on the original staff proposal failed on a 2-3 vote, with Ezzie Ashcraft, Herrera-Spencer, and Desog voting against. After the vote, Vice Mayor Malia Vella and Councilmember John Knox White left the meeting. Knox White was critical of the proceedings, declaring the outcome to be, quote, a colossal lack of leadership on the issues that the city and our voters have said are most important for them, end quote. The final proposal, including pedestrian crosswalk and street safety improvements, a two-way protected bike lane between Shoreline and Otis Drives, and traditional bike lanes from Otis Drive to Encinal Avenue, passed 3-0, authorizing the interim city manager to proceed with the project as amended. For full details on the events of last night's meeting, visit alamedapost.com/news. The Alameda Police Department had quite the week, with arrests in three notable cases. Last Friday, over 100 vehicles parked in the West End were vandalized with scratch paint and slashed tires. The vandalism was initially reported on the 1600 block of Webster Street. Surveillance video eventually led to the investigating officers arresting a 25-year-old Alameda man. If your car was one of the ones damaged between 8:30 p.m. and 11 on September 30th, you are urged to contact Officer Green at APD. Email jgreen, that's J-G-R-E-E-N, at alamedaca.gov. Vehicle crime was something of a theme for the weekend. While on routine patrol in the 1800 block of Webster, an Alameda officer spotted a car with no license plates and an open trunk alongside other parked cars. A partially removed catalytic converter was beside them. When the officer approached, a man later identified as a 49-year-old Oakland resident emerged from underneath one of the cars and fled on foot. After a brief pursuit, the suspect was located and arrested. Due to the use of valuable rare earth metals like platinum, palladium, and rhodium, catalytic converter thefts are on the rise. According to Carfax.com, here in California, the 2001 to 2021 Toyota Prius is the most common target of converter thieves, followed by Ford F-Series pickups from 85 to 21 and Honda Accords from 89 to 20. On Monday, the department responded to a 911 call that led to the arrest of a 37-year-old San Jose resident for multiple charges, including kidnapping and robbery. The victim was able to call 911 and provide a location and vehicle description, which led to a prompt traffic stop and subsequent arrest in the area of Otis Drive and Park Street. Alameda police have stated that the incident was isolated and not random. For full details on Alameda PD's busy weekend, see the October 5th news brief at alamedapost.com/news. The League of Women Voters Alameda has been busy with candidates forums, Get Out the Vote initiatives, and voter education. Their efforts to keep the public informed continued this week with a letter to the Post outlining the details of Alameda City Measures E and F, which come up on the ballot this November. Measure E concerns the compensation for the mayor and city council offices. Back in July, the council voted 4-1 to submit the measure to the voters. Currently, the mayor receives $3,600 per year, with council members receiving $1,200. Many have viewed these stipends as a barrier to seeking office. The League of Women Voters presented both pros and cons in their letter and declared their position to be neutral. The League also took a neutral stance on Measure F, the transient occupancy tax, better known as the hotel tax. Currently, visitors in Alameda hotels pay a tax rate of 10%, which is below the rate of surrounding communities. The measure would raise the rate to 14%, with the additional revenue being added to the city's general fund. In an earlier letter, the league also provided analysis of campaign contributions to council candidates in light of recent changes to California's campaign finance laws. You can read both of the league's letters by heading to the opinions and editorials section of alamedapost.com. On the topic of the upcoming election, the Alameda Post will be presenting our inaugural candidates forum coming up Saturday, October 15th at the Mastic Senior Center on Santa Clara. The mayor's forum will run from 2 to 3 p.m. with the city council candidates taking the stage from 3:30 until 5:30. Earlier, we solicited questions from Post readers, and now those questions are online, and we're asking you to vote on what's most important to you. Head over to alamedapost.com/election to vote for your top three questions. You can vote through Sunday, October 9th. Would you like to stop by and meet some of the folks who bring the Post to you? We'll be at Alameda's inaugural Pride celebration this weekend, Saturday, October 8th. You'll find us at Pride in the Park, running from 1 to 5 p.m. in Chichenio Park on Encinal. Stop by, say hi, maybe even add an Alameda Post t-shirt to your wardrobe by becoming a member. Pride in the Park is an all-ages event, including kids' activities, food trucks, and adult beverages available for purchase. Pets are welcome, but please no coolers, glass, or outside alcohol. Parking is limited, so think about walking or cycling. A bike valet will be available. For a complete look at all this weekend's Pride activities, visit alamedapride.com/events. Just a reminder, it's Fleet Week. That means the Blue Angels are in town. They've been rehearsing and performing throughout the week. More flights are coming. Friday through Sunday, there are air show flights scheduled beginning at 4 p.m. The Angels head home to Florida on Monday, where they will prepare for their next show later this month in Jacksonville. You can find a full local schedule for the Angels at flyquietoak.com. To follow the Blue Angels, visit blueangels.navy.mil. A dyslexic walks into a comedy club. No, seriously, that's what's getting ready to happen next Thursday when comedian and Alameda native Nina G hosts the Comedians with Disabilities Act showcase at the Alameda Comedy Club. Nina was the first female member of the troupe and has been leading the charge since founding member Michael O'Connell passed away in 2016. From four comedians at the start, the troupe has grown to 16 with four headliners across multiple cities. Thursday's show finds Nina sharing the stage with Mean Dave, Steve Danner, Mike Bucci, Maria DePlutis, and headliner Jade Terrio. Nina G is not only a proud daughter of Alameda and an ace stand-up, she's also written three books. You can learn more about Nina and Thursday's showcase by reading Liz Barrett's profile at alamedapost.com/features. Now a look at upcoming events of interest to the Alameda community, unless otherwise noted. Details for these events can be found at alamedapost.com/events. Alameda Pride kicks off Friday with the first annual Over the Rainbow Prom. At 5 p.m., there'll be an all-ages prom, followed by a drag show at the Alfresco Dining Park on Webster. At 9 p.m., the action moves inside the Fireside Lounge for a 21 and over prom and drag show. Beginning at 9:30 on Saturday morning, you can cheer on the participants in the Alameda Pride Fun Run and Walk at the Elks Club on Santa Clara. The event starts and ends at the Elks Club. It's an untimed event, and fun costumes are encouraged. As we mentioned earlier, Pride in the Park going on at Chichenio Park from 1 to 5 on Saturday. After Pride in the Park, there's the Park Street Pride Strut, starting at the Clubhouse Sports Bar at Park in San Jose, then the All-Ages Pride Block Party on Alameda Avenue between Park and Oak. After all that, you'll need to drag yourself to brunch at the Alameda Comedy Club. They close out Pride weekend with a show for ages 12 and up. Doors open at 11:30. Again, details on these events at alamedapost.com/events. This coming Tuesday, the Alameda Community Band returns from their two-year pandemic-induced break with a free concert at the Mastic Senior Center. Details on the Alameda Community Band's Facebook page. Now for blatant self-promotion. Last week, I spent some time at Corks, Forks, Rhythm, and Brews. I've always been something of a beer geek, and if you haven't yet, head to alamedapost.com/features and check out my article, I'm Here for the Beer, where I relay my conversations with the people behind Alameda Island, Almanac, and Faction. That's it for this episode of the Alameda Postcast. Visit our website, alamedapost.com/newsletter, to sign up for our weekly newsletter. It's free and will never give or sell your personal information to anyone. Don't forget, you can support the Post by becoming a member. There's a support level for every budget and some really great rewards, but rest assured, our content will never move behind a paywall. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Find the Postcast wherever you get your podcast, or simply tell your smart device to play the Alameda Postcast podcast. I'm Scott Peeler, and I'll be back next Friday with episode 24 of the Alameda Postcast.